You're listening to High School Football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
We are back here from Vic Caboo Warrior Field. Matt Horman and Saraluca. Our engineering crew today, Brad Burescano and Lauren Bajica. Wall has opened up a 7-0 advantage on Manasquan, 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shields will come on to kick off, going back deep for the Big Blue. Joe Fitton, number 10. And Mike Arante, number 30. Shields from the 40-yard line of the middle of the field. High end-over-end kick. It will be Fitton to field it from the 10. To the 15, out to the 20. Gets to the 25, out to the 30. 35 to the 40. Gets to the 45-yard line. And will be run out of bounds right at the 45. Good return for Joe Fitton.
Well, Manasquan's got to wake up at some point in that game, and that Fitton return following the Wall touchdown might be just the thing they need to wake them up, because they have sleptwalked through this first quarter so far.
First and 10 here for the Big Blue from their own 45-yard line. Cacaval back in at the quarterback spot. Two receivers off to his left. The give will be to Murphy up the middle. He's able to dive his way forward, get to the 49-yard line for a gain of four. Set up second and six.
You know, losses like they had last week when they had a 14-0 lead and came back, Nottingham came back to win it 21-14. Sometimes they linger a little while and take something to snap you out of it. So look for Manasquan here in this, as the first quarter just about ends here, to do something big here to get themselves going.
Second and five. Murphy gets it. Good push. Gets stacked up right at the first down marker into Wall territory at the Crimson Knight 45-yard line. We'll find out if it's a first down when we come back from our first quarter timeout of the game. Wall 7, Manasquan nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school football, Thanksgiving Day style, on the Shore Sports Network.
Now, back to high school football on Good Times and Great Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
And we welcome you back here from Vic Caboo Warrior Field. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours from us here at the Shore Sports Network, doing our annual Thanksgiving Day game between Wall and Manasquan. 13th time that these two teams have played on Turkey Day. 6-6 is the series between the two teams. Wall leading this one by a score of 7-0.
Well, it was a first down, Matt, as you see. Referee's just now setting the ball on the change of possession. So Squan has it at their Wall 45-yard line.
Cacaval up under center. Two receivers this time off to the right. Cacaval wants to throw. Sets up a nice screen pass to the outside. Fitton has it. Will stutter his way forward. Get deeper into Wall territory to the 25-yard line. Good call. Good execution. 20-yard pickup. First and 10 for Manasquan.
A good job by Fitton that time, breaking a few tackles after he got that quick little screen out to the right. Nice throw. Of course, we saw Carcaval last year as he came into the game. And I can't remember his name real quick. Was injured.
Carcaval under center. Pitch to Murphy. To the short side of the field. Murphy breaks into the open field. Down inside the 10. Stretches it forward to about the 5, maybe the 4-yard line. That will go as a gain of 21. And just like that, Manasquan in scoring position. Good way to answer a touchdown. They got the long return from Fitton. And now on first and goal. Murphy going to get it again. Murphy down inside the 5, breaks off a tackle, dives forward in the end zone. Touchdown, Manasquan. 4-yard plunge from Joe Murphy with 11:06 to go in the second quarter. We are an extra point away from having this one all tied at 7.
Well, it didn't take long, as I mentioned, for Manasquan to wake up. I think the touchdown by Wall showed the Warriors that this is going to be a football game. And then Fitton's return to midfield got them going as they go muddle huddle here, Manasquan.
Now coming for the extra point, it is Mark Schatzman who is the kicker. Grogan the holder. Is to tie it up at seven apiece. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up. Short kick drifting off to the right, and it is good. Just barely, but good. 7-7 is our score. We will keep it right here with Wald and Manasquan now deadlocked at 7. 11:06 to go in the second quarter. Reminder that coming up on Thursday night, we are back to our full-time slot on the Barnabas Healthcare High School football show down at the Water Street Grill. We'll talk Thanksgiving Day games. We'll get into second-round playoff matches. We'll get back up and running on Friday. Back where we did our opening round game, Point Pleasant Beach High School. As Florence will play Central Jersey Group 1. Shore still maintaining a 7-6 advantage right now over Point Beach. And this unofficial, but an interesting tweet that I saw in line with that game. Most reports saying that Point Beach, for the first time, is trailing in a football game all year.
By the way, Matt, I'll give you a quick update on that. Sammartino from Fioretti for Beach, a 32-yard touchdown pass with 9 seconds left till halftime. Two-point play, no good. Beach leads it 12-7.
Long Branch has jumped on top of Red Bank, 10-0. End-over-end kick for Perez. It will bounce past Dingley. In a world of trouble right now, picks it up at the 5-yard line. At the 15, stood up and then dropped there. The tackle made down the field by number 41, John Morris. And it's first and 10 now for Wall with 10:55 to play in the opening half. 7-7 is our score.
By the way, Matt, that Long Branch Red Bank game, a hot Red Bank team, no first downs in the first half for Red Bank as Long Branch leads it 10-0.
So Wall, last time they had it, put together a long scoring drive. Let's see what they can do here on first and 10 from their own 15. Maselli will get it. He had a hole off the left side. Stopped in motion by Zach Campbell, who will make the tackle. Get out to the 20 for a gain of 5. Second and 5. Second and 5.
Manasquan's got some nice size up front. Their front four, led by Force. Again, Wall taking a lot of time with their play call, and there goes the back judge.
Starting that count, Gifford going to give it to Lauro, the fullback. He'll bounce off a couple of tackles, take it over the 25, get to about the 27-yard line. That will go as a first down on a 7-yard pickup, and the chains will move here for the Crimson Knights.
Of course, that may be the game plan of Nick Gregorio to shorten the game and take all the allotted time, the 25 seconds that he gets to call those plays. Keep it away from Manasquan by controlling it. You know, Bob Grace, one of the assistant coaches, has got a stopwatch, Matt. I don't know if you see him. I'll talk about it right after this play.
Gifford going to give here to Maselli on first and 10. He is a hard runner, runs through a tackle, the line of scrimmage, then finally corralled by Dakota Jones, the defensive tackle, out over the 30 to the 31. Second down and 6 coming up.
Grace's job as he shadows Gregorio on the sideline is he starts his stopwatch and counts out the seconds so that he will yell out to the players and to the coach how much time they actually have to get the playoff. Very interesting. Never have seen that.
Second down and 6. Up the middle at the 35-yard line. Play is stopped. Gifford kept the football himself.
Yeah, that play is almost just like a lead with Gifford carrying the football. With back, both backs come up in there like a blast play. He just hesitates in the backfield a little bit and then follows everybody off tackle. Been pretty successful so far.
Gifford from the I formation. Split wide receiver set. Checks back over to the head coach, Nick Gregorio. Going to change the play at the line of scrimmage. Tight end off to the right. It'll be Maselli. Trying to break the plane of the line of scrimmage, but cannot. Miller, the first man on the scene, cleaned up by Fitton. Good open field tackle. Up a fourth down and three, and Wall will have to punt.
Too much east-west running that time by Maselli. Had to take that one upfield to pick up the yardage. Didn't do it.
Shields with a wobbly kick will bounce at the Manasquan 44 and be downed at the Manasquan 44. Behind the wall coverage team. So the big blue in business here. 7:40 rather to go in the second quarter. 7-7 is our score. Manasquan will have it in pretty good field position with the score tied at 7.
Lakewood, Toms River South playing in what should be a pretty even football game. Are scoreless in the second period. Two pretty good offenses there, struggling a little bit, although Lakewood did struggle last week, picking up only three first downs in their 14-7 loss to Neptune.
First and 10 for Cacoval. Going to hand it to his fullback, first man through. Able to get one, maybe 2 yards. The carry by Jack Bianco. Bianco seeing time at the fullback spot. He and Fitton and Murphy rotate through in the running back position. Second down and a long seven coming up as we tick down towards 7 minutes remaining in this second quarter. 7-7 our score. Grogan and Miller coming to slot receiver combination this time to the left side of the formation. Ball from the right hash. Blitz for Wall. Well timed. And in the backfield coming through, Tim McGevna, who will make the sack, a big loss of yards on the play, back inside the Manasquan 40 to the 39.
Well, McGevna untouched as he was on that blitz right there. No holds bar blitz, and, big loss right there for the Warriors, and they are in that third and long.
Third and about 16 here for Manasquan. 6:25 and rolling in the first half. I formation, play action. Cacoval wants to throw over the middle, almost intercepted. It will fall incomplete, went right through the hands of Luke Malone. That will force a punt, we would think, but there is a flag down.
Yeah, it's a holding penalty against Manasquan way back in the backfield. They just may take this penalty because it's going to amount to almost a 15 or 17-yard penalty, but it looks like they will decline it.
Official brawl is holding against Madison.
The reason why I said that, Matt, is that it probably would have pushed them back inside their own 20, but instead Wall wants to take no chances. They'll turn down the penalty and have Manasquan punt it.
This into a bit of a swirling wind, high snap. Fielded by Murphy. Short punt. Dreadfully short. Went 16 yards, and then we'll get down at the Wall 46-yard line.
Well, the punt picked up the first down.
That's right.
Just past the first down line. About, as you said, 16 or 17 yards. So Wall gets good field position here with 6:08 left till halftime.
The Manasquan had good field position on their last drive. Couldn't do anything with it. Wall going to try and counter in their own right now. First down at 10 for the Crimson Knights. Ball set at the 45-yard line. McDonough in motion, setting up trips off to the left side. Gifford wants to set up the screen. He's got Maselli at midfield. And then upended in Manasquan territory at the big blue 47-yard line. Maselli a little slow to get up. That tackle by Campbell.
Yep.
Selly took a pretty hard shot right there. One from the front, one from the back. Kind of got sandwiched and then driven down into the turf.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they're looking at any body parts like knees or legs. Looks like he just might have taken a shot in the chest. Might have lost the wind. He sits up right now. He should be okay. A lot of teams struggling today, Matt. Some big-time teams. RBC only 14-12 at the half against Rumson. We mentioned the Beach game. Beach has taken the lead at halftime.
Southern has a 21-0 lead over Central.
All right. 10 minutes left in the second quarter in that one. Middletown South just up 7-6 over Middletown North. They're almost at the half.
Second down and two now for Wall. Split wide receiver set. The give is to Lauro, who will take over at the tailback spot. Good hard run from Lauro, who will get down to the Manasquan 40-yard line. That will be a first down on a 6-yard pickup. Lauro, of course, the brother of the former quarterback of the Crimson Knights, Jim Lauro, who anchored some pretty good teams for Chris Barnes a few years back.
I will, you know who the freshman quarterback on the Wall squad is, do you, Matt?
No.
It is Mr. Clooney's brother.
Okay.
They were 6-2-1 this year, the freshman squad.
From the shotgun, Lauro will get it here. In trouble, the line of scrimmage. We'll pick up a yard. Five blue jerseys in on that tackle. Jones and Birch among them. It'll bring up a second down and 9. Jack Cluley, the middle of the Cluley contingent right now.
Right.
Part of the Wall team this year. He is a junior.
And Steve, by the way, is a freshman redshirt at William & Mary College in Virginia.
Very good football school place in the CAA. Usually thought of as the top one or two conferences in FCS football. To throw, has some happy feet. There was some contact. No call or flag will come out. The intended receiver was Quinlan. It'll fall incomplete, and it will bring up third down and 10. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Dingley will check into the game as a third wide receiver for Wall. They'll open it up with a spread attack here. Dingley and McDonough will come near sideline to the right, up top to the left. Maselli in the slot, and Quinlan at the other spot. Laurel will stay in the backfield with Gifford. Third and 10 here, 4:32 to go. Gifford wants to throw in the flat. Catch is made. Maselli able to fall forward and get a first down. Simple flat route that time by Maselli from the slot. He'll pick up 11, and that's enough for a Wall first down.
By the way, Matt, I mentioned the Clark Valley who he took over last year. That was Tyler Sato. I didn't give you his name. The Manasquan quarterback, outstanding quarterback last year, who was hurt, severely hurt in that Thanksgiving Day game last year.
First and 10, movement up front for Manasquan defensively. That'll give Wall plus 5. Scoring update for you, Red Bank Catholic has scored again. They now lead Rumson by a score of 21-12. Second quarter as well, 13-6 in favor of Neptune over Asbury Park. Ton of games going on here today in the Shore. On first down and 5, Lauro will get the carry off the right side. Scrimmage got a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Forced and Campbell on the tackle. Second down, let's call it a short 4 here for Wall. Looking for the go-ahead score before halftime. 3.5 minutes to play in quarter number 2. 7-7 our score. Again, a 4-wide receiver package for Gifford. Bubble screen set up. That catch is made by McDonough. Well played by Manasquan. Give a lot of credit to Dominic Viglanti. He is the defensive end. He read the play beautifully, came off his block, and made the tackle at the line of scrimmage. No gain, sets up 3rd and 4.
I think Wall has had the best of the play here in this first half, even though the score is tied at 7. I think they've moved the ball better than Manasquan. Manasquan had that one drive set up by Fitton's kickoff return to midfield.
Remember, too, Wall had a couple of turnovers in this game early in the first quarter. Gifford wanting to throw in the flat again, and again the catch is made.
Now he dropped it, though, Matt.
Okay, incomplete, yeah. And a flag came out as well. So an incompletion. Maselli was the intended target. Let's check the flag. I believe it's going to be against Wall. It will be offensive pass interference.
Yes, it was.
On the Crimson Knights. A call that you don't see a ton. Kind of an interesting decision here. I mean, you could force fourth down, but Wall probably in four down territory anyway. So Manasquan will take the penalty, and the ball will be backed up to the Crimson Knight 38-yard line.
Yeah, it was, and it's a that's a loss of down. No, it's third down. They right down marker was wrong. Yeah, that was a 15-yard penalty. So I think they had to take it. Wall used one of their timeouts.
We'll take one as well with 2 minutes and 43 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Wall 7, Manasquan 7. We're back right after this quick 30-second timeout with more high school football on our open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to high school football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
And we welcome you back here from Vic Caboo Warrior Field. Matt Harmon and Ed Sarluka on the call today, broadcasting on 1160, 1310 a.m. Hopefully, as you're driving around, getting maybe some last-minute food that you might need for today or grabbing something from the store, you've got the game up and on the radio. We remind you that when you get back home, pop it on the computer at shoresportsnetwork.com. You can download the app on your mobile device, Radio Pup, P-U-P, and you can listen to us live through your mobile phone as well. Fourth down here in long. Shields will come on to punt for Wall. High hanging punt, trying to pin Manasquan deep. Miller will come up, call for, and make a fair catch around the 13-yard line, maybe the 14. And Manasquan will have it first and 10 with 2 minutes 35 seconds remaining in quarter number two. 7-7 is our score.
By the way, in that Beach Shore game for the B-South Championship, at the half, 12-7 Beach. Beach outgained Shore 215 yards to only 74 for Shore. So the Beach offense has not been stopped by the Blue Devils. However, the game is still a toss-up at 12-7.
Just want to say that's the B-Central Championship, not
B-South.
Didn't I say?
Oh, I'm sorry, B-Central.
Between those two teams. Murphy on first down and 10 gets it out over the 15 to about the 17-yard line. Small gain on the play in what very well could be a preview of things to come in that game as well, Ed. Central Jersey Group 1, they are the top two seeds and seemingly to be on a crash course for a date the second week up of December.
Yep.
Let's see what Manasquan does with the football. 2 minutes remaining in the second quarter. 7-7 is our score. And neither team in any real hurry to get anything done here. Cacaval under center. We'll give it to Murphy again.
I think you got to call a timeout if you're Wall right now.
I would think so, too. I mean, I guess maybe wait until after third down.
Nah, they got two left, I believe.
Take one after third and save one on offense if you need it. I would agree with you. I mean, I would have used it on second and third.
Yeah, because this is going to get it near a minute right now. Got an interesting text just now, Matt. Real quick, Kirkwood, Keith Kirkwood, the first-year player for Neptune, the wide receiver, offered a full football scholarship to the University of Hawaii.
Wow, that's a tough one to turn down.
Well, I said I'd be on the plane this afternoon.
I would have told. You're a head coach in the middle of that, the middle of the Thanksgiving Day game. Hey, coach, I appreciate what you did for me, but I'm out of here. Manasquan has used a timeout with 71 seconds to go. They wanted to wind that clock down as far as they could, and they'll try and put together something here to at least hang on to the football. I don't think they want to give it back to Wall, especially with what has been a tough day punting the football for Joe Murphy. It's third down and 6. Not sure that they would risk a pass here. Coming up at the half of today's game, we'll go through as many scores as we can. We'll talk about this one and have an opportunity to talk to sometime broadcast colleague and very interested spectator of this one, former Wall head coach Chris Barnes, who's given us some good insight on the games that he's broadcast when we've needed an extra guy. And Coach Barnes will talk about this one in great depth coming up at the half.
Yeah, be interesting to get his perspective on what it's like to be watching this one from the sideline. a game that he has participated in for so many years.
Third down and six. Screen set up. Good reception by Fitton. He's going to have the first down and get out to the 24-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Manasquan with 64 seconds remaining. Now the Big Blue have some running room to work with.
Unbalanced line here by Manasquan.
Murphy has it. He'll be tackled at the line of scrimmage. Simple stretch play onto the right side. Might have to snap the football one more time. We're down to 35 seconds right now.
Yeah, they went unbalanced right, just tossed it right, tried to catch Wall sleeping, but Wall was prepared for the unbalanced. Good job of scouting. Yeah, they're going to have to run one more. Wall and no rush to stop it, nor, neither is Manasquan.
Second down and 10.
Unbalanced again.
Here's the give to Murphy. That's going to take us to the end of the first half. 7-7 is our score. Teams have both had some chances in this one, but all in all, a bit of a lackluster first half. And some stuff to talk about for both teams coming up at half.
Coach, pretty good first half by the Knights that time. Couple turnovers cost you in the first quarter, but I think you outplayed them.
I think the kids really played well. We're firing on all cylinders right now. We just had a couple turnovers, and that was really the difference in the first half.
Right, 7-7 score indicates that. But got the ground game going. Good job by your quarterback. I like the style of getting the plays into the game.
Yeah, we change the plays constantly at the line. You know, we look and see what their defense they're in, and then we look to call the best play to attack that defense. So, should be a great second half.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Nick Gregorio, the first-year head coach of the Knights of Wall.
Well, I appreciate Coach giving us a few minutes. We'll step out here. We'll take a three-minute timeout. We'll come back, do a quick recap for you of what we've seen so far, and we'll toss things down to the sideline with Chris Barnes. We'll do it after this three-minute break. Wall 7, Manasquan 7. You're listening to our annual Thanksgiving Day game on the Shore Sports Network.